News Talk Breakfast. In association with AIR. Seamless connections with Ireland's number one broadband provider.
Now, period products are not a luxury item and should be accessible to all who need them. That's the view of our next guest, Labour Centre, Rebecca Moynihan. Rebecca, you have introduced a period products bill in the Shannon. What are you suggesting? What are you proposing?
Well, we introduced a bill based on the Scottish system that was recently passed, and it's that period products would be available in educational institutions, schools and public buildings. When I was on Dublin City Council, I introduced a motion that period products would be available within all public buildings, and we got a budget line for that. They had a pilot project in a number of centres, and it's been rolled out this year across, and I know other councils have adopted it as well. And this is essentially about making sure that anybody who needs access to period products has access to period products. We know from Plan International that 50% of girls have issues with affordability around period products or have missed school because of it. And we don't expect
50%, Rebecca.
Yeah, that's what.
What is that based on? Because I'm just looking at your figures here. You're talking about a cost of, I think it's 62 euros a year. I imagine it's probably a bit higher than that, but we're talking about a couple of euros a week. How could it be that 50% of young women in Ireland are suffering from period poverty?
Well, Plan International, about 50% of Irish girls have experienced issues around affordability of sanitary products.
Yes, I know. I'm questioning that figure.
Fair enough. But that was the survey that they did. There's another very basic thing.
But sorry, do you believe that yourself? I'm just curious, because I just find that unbelievable, that figure.
Why?
Because for the reason I outlined, 2 euros a week. I don't doubt that there are some people who struggle with paying for lots of things, including period products. And that absolutely needs to be addressed. I just struggle to see how that's 50% of the population.
Well, period products can be very expensive. And I think particularly now where you have like essential outlets that are closed down, if people are going to their local shop, they are really expensive. But there's another issue here. You go about your daily business and you don't bring out soap with you. You don't bring out toilet roll with you. It's a basic hygiene product to be available in bathrooms and toilets.
Sure.
We don't expect other people to, you know, pack up with it, having everything with them. But for some reason, we treat periods as this shameful thing. We treat periods as this thing that's a luxury product. And this is essentially about providing... where you have public buildings, and it would be great if it's rolled out into other buildings as well, that they're there freely available. And the pilot project that we had in Dublin City Council, and I know one of the ETVs down in Wexford had the same, people don't walk off with fistfuls of tampons and pads or anything like that. They take what they need when they need it. This is a really small thing, a really small intervention that makes a big difference to an awful lot of people.
All right, we do have to leave it there. Labour Senator Rebecca Moynihan, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.